Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL team preview. I'm previewing the Miami Dolphins. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen for me this morning. Let's talk about the Miami Dolphins. Brian Flores is out of a job. He took the Dolphins his last two seasons, 10-6 and 9-8. I don't know what happened. Unfortunately, it was a very bad situation. But the Dolphins have moved on. And they decided to go with a young guy by the name of Mike McDaniel, 39 years old. Only 1 year as offensive coordinator with the San Francisco 49ers. But you know what? When you look at the job he did with the 49ers, it's almost like a scientist. Because what he did, he's made Deebo Samuel down the road a lot of money. Was able to be creative with that young man out of South Carolina. Deebo last year, 59 rushes, 365 yards, almost 6 yards apart. Then in the receiving game, 77 receptions, 1,405 yards, 18 yards a catch, 6 touchdowns. So when I look at Mike McDaniel, 39 years old, memory started bringing me back Miami, South Beach. Miami Vice, Sonny Crockett, Ricardo Tubbs, Marty Castillo. Miami Vice is in the house. Let's talk about the offense. Mr. Tua Tagovailoa, you came under so much criticism that I know you want, you aching at the bit to have a great year this year. See, one thing about Mr. Tua that people really don't understand, the expectations are real high for this young man. But you got to think about it. He came into the league with a serious hip injury. So he's really, to me, still is dealing with that, but hopefully he's overcame it. Last year, he was decent. 2,600 yards, 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Averaged only 10 yards of completion. He was 7th in the lead at accuracy, 67.8. But the thing about it is that people say he can't throw the ball down the field. It's hard for me to believe that, but I think this year is going to change. The Dolphins brought in some backup, though, just in case that Mr. Tua doesn't work out. They brought in a homeboy, one of their own, Teddy Bridgewater from Miami Northwest. And Mr. Tua, you're going to be looking over your shoulder, brother. I'm sorry. Because Bridgewater went 11-5 with Minnesota in 2015 and made the Pro Bowl. And then with New Orleans in 2019, recently, he went 5-0 when Drew Brees was hurt. And then with the Broncos last year, Denver, he went 7-7. But Mr. Tua, one thing about the Dolphins and Coach McDaniel, Mr. Mike McDaniel did, they done went out and got you help, brother. Starting in the run game, they bring up with Chase Edmonds from Arizona. Foreman's fineness. Averaged 5.1 yards rushing last season. Caught 43 passes. Averaged 7.2 yards a catch. And he graded out 81% as a blocker. Then y'all brought in Sonny Michel, another homeboy, University of Georgia's finest, two-time Super Bowl champ. And then y'all brought in Raheem Mostert. Remember him? He had 220 yards, four touchdowns in the NFC Championship game versus Green Bay a couple of years ago. But this is where I know Miami is in it to win. Y'all go out and I got Tariq Hill, West Alabama. Y'all give him $120 million. Last year, 111 receptions, 1,239 yards, 9 touchdowns. You still got Jaylen Waddle, Houston, Texas finest, Roll Tide, who had 104 receptions last year, 115 yards. 1,015 yards, excuse me. And then y'all bring in Cedric Wilson, the 901. His daddy played in the league. Adam Melrose, but Cedric Wilson Jr. went to White Station. 45 receptions, 603 yards. He's 6'2". Six touchdowns, and he can run. Orange Mounds finest. What you have developed over here, when you look at the receiver position, I'm looking at it 4x100. Relay team. Olympics. How you going to cover that defensively when you got two guys that can literally take the top off the defense? And then you got the tight end that's very talented. I'm going to call him Mike G. 73 receptions last year, 780 yards. He had only two touchdowns. But Mike G, your stats going to go up if Mr. Tua improves at the quarterback position. Because, seriously, how are these defenses going to be able to cover something like what Miami has on the outside? Questions within the offensive line now. You go out and you sign Teron Armstead. He comes over from New Orleans. Now, he's got the knowledge, no question about it. But, however, he's been injury prone, man. He's never played a full season. You gave him $75 million for 5 years. Then you bring in Connor Williams. Now, this is where I question your judgment, because I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, and I watch every game from head to toe. You gave him 2 years, $14 million. Now, Connor Williams has a mean streak, but last year he had 15 holding penalties. And he had a holding penalty, two in the playoff game last year. Dallas weren't going to re-sign him anyway. But Robert Hunt is solid as a rock along that offensive line. Now let's talk about the Dolphins' defensive side of the ball. Christian Wilkes out of Clemson. Dabo Swinney said he was going to be a superstar and a rock star at the next level. 89 tackles in 2021. Superstar. Then you got Emmanuel Owe. Oklahoma State finest. His last two seasons, he's led the NFL lineman with 30 passes knocked down at the line of scrimmage, and he's had 18 sacks. And Raquan Davis, out of the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, solid as a rock. The linebacker position for the Dolphins. You was right when you drafted Jaylon Phillips. Former five-star prospect, the top high school prospect in the country in 2017. Left football for a while out there at UCLA, transferred to Miami, got himself together, looks like a player, had 8.5 sacks last year. He's leaner, and the mental approach to the game is off the charts. And then you got Jerome Baker, steady as a rock, Ohio State. And then you got the secondary. Xavier Howard, Baylor in the house. 5 interceptions last year. An interception machine over his career. Brian Jones, formerly Dallas Cowboys, solid as a rock. Brandon Jones, the eyes of Texas, had 5 sacks as a safety last year. And then Javon Holland. Out of Oregon, dynamic as a rookie. Can I say it one more time? Dynamic as a rookie. Oregon is in the house. And then Eric Rowe, super stub, last in the secondary, had 71 tackles. Miami went out in the off season, and Coach McDaniels, to me, they make a difference in the AFC East. And then they went out and drafted, I think, one of the most underrated linebackers in the draft in Channing Tindall for the national champion Georgia Bulldogs. Can you say playmaker? Hits like a ton of bricks. Lights ball carriers up. 108 career tackles. 16 tackles for loss. 12 sacks. 11 quarterback hits. Was one forced fumble. He will be starting at the linebacker position in Miami this season. Plain and simple with the Miami Dolphins for 2022. It's all about Mr. Tua. You got the weapons now. You got allegedly and arguably the best receiver that can take the top off of defense and cause you to play so many multiple coverages. And Tariq Hill. Now you bring him with a guy who had an outstanding season as a rookie last year, and Jaylen Waddle. Then you bring up a big physical receiver that now that can go up and catch the ball, and Cedric Wilson, who don't mind being a third guy in the mix. Because look what happened last year. He gave away to Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb while he's in Dallas. I think it's going to be very interesting with Mr. McDaniel over in that AFC East. I think New England's not as strong as they've been over the years. Buffalo, Josh Allen is really matured. But I see Miami can still make some noise over there. This football team has a picture of being really good, some serious offensive firepower. We don't know nothing about Mr. Mike McDaniels, the first head coach, but I like what he done with Deebo Samuel. He was very creative how he got him the football. And one more time, I look at Mr. Samuel's stats. 59 rushes, 369 yards. He averaged 6.1 yards a pop. Then he had 77 receptions for 1,405 yards, 18 yards a catch, and 6 touchdowns. Now you got Mr. McDaniel working with now Waddle and Hill, guys who are legitimate 4-3, 4-2 guys, 4x100. It might be something serious in South Beach. Crockett returning, Tubbs returning, Castile returning. The beach is going to be on fire.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. My final words about the Miami Dolphins, like the great Will Smith, he loves Miami. Yeah, yeah, Miami. South Beach brings the heat. Ha ha. Can you feel that? Jig it out. The Dolphins might be jigging it out in 2022. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.